I'm going to vote, and I haven't a clue how I'm going to vote.
There's a by-election in the constituency in which I live in Cork, created by the local member of parliament, the TD, having gone off to Brussels. That's why there's a vacancy, and today there are 4 by-elections happening in Ireland. It's really low. I'm driving now to the polling station, and I've never seen so little activity outside the polling station. I'm going to go in here and consider how I'm going to vote. I have given very little consideration to who I'm going to vote for already. Except one thing has swung me very strongly against voting for the government candidate, the Fine Gael candidate. Today in the Irish Times, there was what I would call an exposure of what a Fine Gael member of parliament and a member of the European Parliament, member of the Dáil and member of the Parliament in Brussels, has done. And he's collected a huge amount of money, in my opinion, for doing nothing. So I've decided anyway that this guy has been exploiting the system and taking every bit of money out of it that he possibly can, all of which is taxpayers' money. And because of that, I'm going to definitely not vote for the candidate from his party. That is just as good a reason for deciding how I'm going to vote as any other one I can think of. I would like to vote for a woman. Unfortunately, as far as I know, the women who are up for election and here in this constituency are from parties that it will be hard for me to vote for. I think there might be a candidate from Sinn Féin and somebody else from People Before Profit, neither of which I support. But I might very well change my mind at the last minute in the polling booth and decide, sod it, I'm too much in favour of increasing the number, increasing how well women do in politics, that I'm going to vote for a woman anyway. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, the regular lady isn't here.
Where is I?
Yeah. Of course you can, yeah. Paula Manny. Yeah. Not sure which one should I be at. Four, yeah. Sorry, I'm so used to seeing, God, what's her name? That wonderful lady who runs the Scouts. Yeah. I know. Well, I suppose I should have guessed that she...
That's why she's not here.
Yeah. I just came in door and I scanned it. Yeah, I'm Paul O'Mahony.
Okay, very good.
2167. Now, who shall I vote for? 12 candidates. 2 of them are women. 12-2. It's a bloody disgrace. Well, I have to put them down in order, I think. Yeah, 1 to 12. Giving number 12 to a man who's trying to re-establish Catholic Ireland. Well, I said I was against Fine Gael, so I'll give that guy number 11. Yeah, there's a woman here I'm going to give number 1 to. There's an unemployed guy. There's somebody from the Workers' Party. And that's a bit like Sinn Féin. I'll give him my number, vote number 10. There's a guy here who's a plumber from County Wicklow. You can't do that. He can't live in County Wicklow. He's not getting any vote from me. Down to number 8. Okay, who have I got left? There's a carer. That's a good job. Very demanding job. Yeah, I think I'll give. I don't want people before profit. She'll get number 7. And I give the unemployed guy number 4. And the carer number 5. Yeah, I've done it.
I just realized something. It's impossible to remember who you voted for. You've got 12 people. If you vote for them all 1 to 12. But I wouldn't be able to remember who did I give my number 6, 7, 8. I remember number 12. I remember number 1.
In between is a blank.
It's an offence to infringe the secrecy of the ballot. God knows what that means. Infringe the secrecy of the ballot. I suspect it hasn't been tested in law. So taking a selfie, as the man was saying, showing how I voted, probably hasn't yet been tested in a court. And until it's tested in a court, unless it's explicitly mentioned in the Act as the definition of breaking the secrecy of the ballot, it's... So there we are. I've done the vote. And I met a good friend with whom I play golf on the way. Is it the last day in November or the second last day?